to some extent, we all like pleasing other people. It's nice. Of course, you can take that too far and become a people-pleasing doormat, but there's a good side to pleasing others. So how do we set about pleasing God? What does that look like? What do we have to do? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program. Today we're going to take another look at faith from a different perspective. Have a wonderful daughter who's just turned 21. Her name is Melissa. Now, Mel is blessed to have hit her gig in life, her shtick in life. She's discovered that she's a gifted beauty therapist. She loves giving people facials and beauty treatments that make them feel $1 million. Now, there are two parts of Melissa's gifting. One is that she has it when it comes to the ability to give a brilliant facial or to paint a woman's nails perfectly. It's a hand-eye coordination thing. I don't know. Anyhow, she's just got the knack of that. But the second part is she's hardwired to please people. Her personality type is that she loves to make other people happy. So combine the two, the physical ability to do the job and the heart to do it well, to please her clients, and hey, you're on a winner. Not only is she one of the top performers in the salon where she works, but she really, really loves doing what she does. Now, we all relate to this idea of pleasing people, some more, some less. It's great to be able to bring joy to someone else's heart, but there's a downside to being a people pleaser, and maybe we can talk about that another day. But you'll agree with me that there is something good about wanting to please someone else. So here's the question: how do you please God? That's what we're going to chat about today on the program. There's a huge part of me that just wants to please God with everything I think and feel and say and do. I really, really, really want to please God. I mean, really, I do. But some days it seems that all I have to do to blow that is to wake up and get out of bed in the morning. That makes sense. You want to do what's right. You know what's right. With all your heart, you want to please God. But you just can't seem to be able to do it sometimes. It's like there's a war going on inside you. You want to do what's right, but every time you want to do what's right, evil intentions are lurking there, right over your shoulder, whispering into your ear. Well, that's not just me. It's not just you. The Apostle Paul, who wrote almost half the books in the New Testament, had exactly the same problem. You can read about it, Romans chapter 7. So how do we please God? Well, let's go back towards the end of the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, which is where we've been spending some time together this week. And let's have a look, because there's an answer in there as to how you and I can please God. And the answer simply isn't working harder. Hebrews chapter 11, let's start at verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this, he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith, he still speaks. And by faith, Enoch was taken so that he didn't have to experience death, and he wasn't found because God had taken him. For it was attested before he was taken away that he had pleased God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Now, isn't this really interesting? Because back there in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, when we read about Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve's two boys, we're not really given a reason why it was that Abel's offering was more acceptable to God and Cain's wasn't. There's a kind of a hint. We're told that there wasn't something quite right there in Cain's heart, but that's it. It certainly had nothing to do physically with what he did. Both Cain and Abel brought an offering to God. They were different, but they were still offerings. Cain's was rejected while Abel's was acceptable to God, and as a result, out of envy, Cain murders his brother Abel. So what was the difference between the two? Faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this, he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith, he still speaks. Abel gave his offering to God in faith. And as God showed through his response to Cain, an offering without faith isn't pleasing to God at all. It's not just the physical act of making a sacrifice. That sacrifice has to come with faith. And again, we read that Enoch had been blessed by God because he'd pleased God. How? Because of his faith. Executive summary, bottom line, what is God really saying to us here? He's saying without faith, it's impossible to please him. For whoever would approach him has to believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And it's not just here in the book of Hebrews that we discover the importance of faith in pleasing God. Jesus told people the exact same thing. When someone asked him, "Lord, what do I have to do to be saved? What do I have to do? What do I have to do?" He answered quite simply, "Look, just believe in me. Believe in the one whom God sent." How often have you and I worked so hard at pleasing God as though anything we can do can possibly add to what God's already done and what he's planning to do? Sometimes I think we behave as though, God's totally and completely and utterly depending on you and depending on me to fulfill his plan, as though without us, God's plan for this world is going to fall completely in a screaming heap. God's going to stand there and go, "Oh no, I don't know what to do now that Bernie hasn't delivered." And so we work hard and we work hard and we bring in the offering and the sacrifice and we see all the problems facing us. And so we work harder and we bring in another offering from the field like Cain with little or no faith in our hearts, because all we can see is the problem. And we go, "Oh man, I've just got to keep going through these rituals and delivering and working." And well, guess what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Would you please note that word impossible? What it doesn't say is that without faith, you won't please God quite as much through your labours as you may have done had you put a bit of faith in the mix. That's not what it says. It says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Greek word used there for impossible means literally to be completely without strength, to be impotent, powerless, weak, disabled, that it's not able to be done. Why? Because God's God. And he's put us here in this physical world that's removed from his spiritual dimension, yet the spiritual dimension, the God dimension, the presence of God is as real and as present as the nose on my face. Our act of love, our act of pleasing God, is to honour him by believing that he is, that he does exist, that he is in the business of blessing and rewarding those who seek him. Why does he do things that way? Well, think about it. God has a bit of a problem when it comes to eliciting a free love response from you and me. If we could see God for what he is, if we could see him face to face in all his power and all his glory, there'd be no free will. In the face of that power, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So he removes us from his presence. He puts us in a place where we lay hold of him through a layer of adversity we call life, through a cloud of unknowing, never quite seeing him clearly in this life. And we lay hold of him, we honour him, we love him by faith. And that's what faith's about. And that's why, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Ask Cain, ask Abel. They'll tell you all about it, because by faith, that story is still being told today. So the next time you feel the need to work your backside off so that you'll please God, remember this. Your work isn't so much the thing that pleases God. It's not about the sacrifice alone. It's about you. It's about me. It's about our faith. When we do what we do and do it in faith, that's what pleases God. That's an awesome message. It's a message that means you don't have to work harder to please God. We just have to trust in him. And somehow, you know, when we trust in him, he changes our heart. And that's what makes things happen, by faith. Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family, so we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen? So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.